sitting in the intimate space of Theater 40 in Beverly Hills alongside my mother, the lights dimmed and Susan Sandler's Crossing Delancey unfolded with a warmth and immediacy that no movie screen could replicate. As the cast brought to life the story of Isabel Grossman, her bubby and the pickle vendor Sam, tears streamed down my face. It wasn't just the performances, though they were superb, but the profound resonance of Jewish wisdom. In an era dominated by algorithm-driven dopamine hits, fast clips and AI-generated solutions to loneliness, this production reminded me why genuine human connection, rooted in tradition and patience, can still move us so deeply. The play, the source of the hit 1989 movie, centers on Isabel, a sophisticated young woman navigating life in New York's book world, who finds herself torn between the glittering, but hollow promise of a literary affair and the grounded affection orchestrated by her grandmother. Bubby, that force of nature on the Lower East Side, enlists a matchmaker to pair Isabel with Sam the Pickle Man, a man whose hands smell of brine and whose heart overflows with simple, steadfast wisdom marching to the rhythm of a distinctly Jewish tune. Watching the actress embody Bubby's irascible yet loving insistence on this courtship, I felt a visceral ache. Her schemes weren't meddling, they were acts of cultural preservation. Bubby understands that love isn't a swipe or a perfectly curated profile but a deliberate crossing of paths, nurtured by family, community, and shared values. This is the Jewish wisdom at the heart of the play, the belief in shidduch, or matchmaking, not as archaic coercion but as a sacred bridge between generations. It echoes centuries of tradition where elders, drawing on lived experience, guide the young toward partners who complement character rather than chase fleeting chemistry. In the performance, Sam's humble metaphors about pickles and life, his patience, and his unpretentious joy stood in stark contrast to Isabel's initial resistance. The live staging amplified this beautifully. The close quarters of Theater 40 allowed every Yiddish-inflected line, every knowing glance between Bubby and her friend the matchmaker, to land with intimate power. In efforts to analyze my tears, I came to the conclusion that I cried because this wisdom of my own Yiddish Bubby feels so often supplanted today. Our world peddles quick fixes. Dating apps that reduce people to metrics, AI companions promising conversation without vulnerability and endless short-form videos that compress complex emotions into 15-second soundbites. Why invest in the slow art of courtship when an algorithm can serve up options instantly? Yet these tools leave many feeling more isolated. Bubby's approach, rooted in knowing one's community, valuing resilience, and trusting time, offers an antidote. It insists that true fulfillment comes from depth, not speed. My tears also flowed from a deeper, almost paradoxical nostalgia. One that mirrors what many in Gen Z express toward the 1990s, an era they never personally experienced. Born into a hyper-connected world, younger generations binge old camcorder footage, 90s sitcoms and pre-smartphone films, yearning for a lost world of analog authenticity. They romanticize blockbusters, landlines, and unfiltered social interactions precisely because social media has rendered every emotion performative and ephemeral. Crossing Delancey, set in the late 80s, and evoking earlier immigrant grit, captures that pre-digital texture. Neighborhood pickle barrels, bustling Lower East Side streets and conversations that unfold in real time over shared meals. Bubby arranging Isabel's courtship with Sam mirrors this nostalgia perfectly. It represents a world where relationships weren't optimized by data but cultivated through persistence and cultural memory. Gen Z, scrolling through filtered highlights, ironically longs for the messiness and sincerity of that pre-soundbite existence. The very sincerity Sam embodies. For those longing to experience this fantastic play, hurry, Crossing Delancey is scheduled to run at Theater 40 only through June 21. The intimate venue heightened this effect. Unlike massive Broadway houses, every seat here feels personal, making the audience complicit in the story's warmth. The direction emphasized the comedy without losing the heart, the Yiddish cadences, the food props, the intergenerational friction, all evoked a living Jewish culture that persists despite assimilation pressures. In the end, Crossing Delancey isn't anti-modern, it's pro-human. It affirms that Jewish wisdom, emphasizing Menshalik Kate, Being a good person, family continuity, and deliberate love transcends trends. As I left the theater, wiping my eyes, I felt renewed gratitude for traditions that slow us down enough to truly see one another. In a world of AI promises and viral ephemera, Bubby's matchmaking reminds us that the best things in life are still worth the crossing. Lisa Ansell is the associate director of the USC Kasdan Institute and lecturer of Hebrew language at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, Los Angeles.